Misanthrope Radio. Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio. Misanthrope Radio. Broadcasting to the world from high on top of your mom. Misanthrope Radio starts now. So I watched a documentary tonight on the oceans, narrated by David Attenborough. I don't know who the fuck that is, but I've heard David Attenborough mentioned on British sitcoms and shit like that. Like fucking Doctor Who. They occasionally mention one of the Attenboroughs, David or Richard or... You know what? I don't fucking know. In the realm of British celebrity, David Attenborough, I guess, is a person of note. I really thought it was going to be just a, hey, look at the fucking splendor with a fucking U because it's British, of the oceans and the bounty that it provides and yada, yada, yada. But one of the things that he went into was how factory fishing. Have you fucking ever heard of this? Have you heard of this? This is one of the most fucked up things of all time. Factory fishing is emptying our oceans. In the case of predatory fish, large predatory fish, we have already killed off like 2/3 of the fucking world's population of large predatory fish, just dragging these fucking vast nets across the ocean floor and trapping whatever happens to get caught up in them. I keep chuckling because I was so woefully ignorant as to our capabilities for and our efficiency of fucking emptying all of the fucking fish of the ocean, emptying all of those motherfuckers. I mean, we're getting all of them, right? I was woefully ignorant. I just assumed it was shit that you see like on that fucking Alaskan fishing show where those guys are out there in those, you know, 50, 60 foot fucking boats with giant fucking poles and shit hanging off the side and throwing crab pots in the water and fucking getting pummeled by the fucking waves and shit. Like, that's what I thought commercial fishing was. Those motherfuckers pose no threat. I wasn't worried about it. I just thought, you know, the ocean might actually be the last sustainable frontier, because that's what I thought commercial fishing was. Six fucking guys with a few ex-wives and fucking drug habits and shit like that, piling onto a 60-foot fucking fishing boat with a bunch of fucking gear and shit hanging off the side of it, throwing crab pots in the water, coming and checking them a few days later, playing Yahtzee in the fucking galley and shit on the way out there, getting pummeled by 30-foot seas and making a few dollars pulling crabs out of the fucking ocean. That's what I thought. In my mind's eye, that's what I thought commercial fishing was. I didn't think it could get any more gnarly than that. Boy, was I fucking wrong. They've got these fucking ships that are like 6-7 football fields long and about a football field wide, and they drop nets in there the size of fucking Connecticut. And they just fucking drag those bitches across the fucking ocean floor, and not gently either. The thing that fucking has them, the thing that forces the net to sink to the bottom of the ocean floor, is a gigantic goddamn log chain. And it'll fucking show the aftermath of one of those giant factory ships going through and fishing, air quotes, an area. And it's just like, it'll show you the before, and it's this vibrant, lush, you know, environment with all this coral and all these different kinds of aquatic delicate creatures, and all of the colors and everything is so absolutely beautiful. And then it'll show the ship going through, and it'll show the aftermath, and everything's just fucking gone. It's absolutely fucking annihilated. It's just like it's just gray. Everything's just fucking gray, and there'll be like a fucking fish head laying here, which is also gray, and then a half of a fucking scallop shell, which is now gray. Everything's just fucking completely annihilated. Oh, fucking, it's not funny, but goddamn, it is. when you think about it, when you, because at the time, you know, when you're watching it, you're like, oh, what a beautiful underwater seascape. It's so idyllic and absolutely mesmerizing. And then they'll show the ship and you're like, no, not the ship, not the factory ship, those goddamn Norwegianers. They'll do a cutscene of this fucking chain running along the bottom and fish just fleeing for their fucking lives ahead of it. And then the violent cloud behind the net. And the whole time David Attenborough is narrating over the top,
these factory fishing methods are doing nothing but destroying the entire ecosystem of the ocean, leaving what looks like strip mines in their wake.
And you're like, no, it can't be. And then they'll show the, you know, a tail end shot of the boat motoring away. And what it does is it just completely fucking annihilates the ocean floor and everything that gets caught up in that fucking net. And then they pull that bitch onto the ship over the course of about 5 hours, pull that bitch onto the fucking ship, and it slowly but surely empties, and the small fish go into this tank, and the medium-sized fish go into this tank, and the large predatory fish go into this tank. It, like, sorts them automatically, and then they take the fish, and they fucking process those motherfuckers right there on the ship. And thank you, BBC, by the way, for enlightening me on this, because now you've totally fucked my shit up. I'm sitting here turning into Greta fucking Thunberg as we speak, thinking about what the hell they're doing to the oceans. How dare you? But these fucking ships, these factory ships, sort the fucking fish into sizes, and then they process those motherfuckers right there on the boat. So if they're going to take a certain size or quality of fish and make it into fish sticks, for example, you know, for sale at your local supermarket, those bitches are fucking cleaned, chopped, fucking breaded, and fried, and then packaged right there on the goddamn boat in the middle of the fucking ocean. Those motherfucking fish are dead, chunked, diced, and fucking cooked 10 minutes after they come out of the fucking water. If they have a certain class of fish that they're going to make into dog food, per se, those motherfuckers are cleaned, chopped, fucking cooked off, pelletized, and fucking packaged into Purina bags right there on the fucking boat in the middle of the goddamn ocean. And in the case of krill, krill is this small little crustacean that, you know, really thrives in the Antarctic waters of the South Ocean. And apparently, according to Sir David Attenborough and the BBC, the entire Antarctic ecosystem functions on krill, these tiny little crustacean fish. And they show all these beautiful fucking majestic scenes of, you know, these large clouds of krill swimming through the fucking ocean and whales going through the fucking clouds of krill, you know, sucking up thousands of those motherfuckers. And then seals and penguins and shit fucking jumping around in the fucking water chasing these krill down. And it's like this majestic fucking joyous music of natural beauty and triumph. And then all of a sudden the music goes wah, wah, out of fucking minor key, wah, and here's this gigantic fucking factory ship just trolling through the fucking South Sea, the Southern Ocean or whatever the fuck it's called, and just sucking up hundreds of thousands of tons of fucking krill, where it is made into fucking dog food and jet fuel and fucking protein powder and all that shit, and then packaged up and craned off onto a ship that'll take it to fucking shore so it can go to your local supermarket or GNC. It's one of the most fucking horrific things I've ever seen. This fucking factory ship is spewing this disgusting red, brown fucking byproduct water out the sides of it. Shit flying off the back of the fucking boat. And all you see in the background is this beautiful fucking white glacier with penguins looking longingly at the fucking ship like, why are you taking our food? And whales
beautiful, majestic whales swimming alongside the factory ship in the wake of this muck that the factory ship is just spewing back into the fucking sea. It's one of the most upsetting goddamn images I've ever seen. Listen, I'm a Gen Xer, okay? I don't give a fuck about the ocean. I honestly, I don't care. I piss on the ocean. I fucking kick the ocean. Fucking stupid ass ocean, right? I've personally, in my time in the Navy, thrown untold amounts of unspeakable shit into two oceans and probably 6, 7, or 8 seas, right? Like, I don't care about the ocean. Fuck you and your ocean. However, watching this fucking documentary on the world's oceans from the BBC, as narrated by Sir David Attenborough, I'm sitting there and I'm literally turning into Greta fucking Thunberg as we speak. My brows are furrowing. I'm feeling fucking sick to my stomach. I'm thinking I should only wear natural fucking fibers. I should hunt my own fucking food. I'm wasting my fucking life at my job. I really need to be out there throwing myself in front of these factory boats, using myself as a human shield to keep them from taking even one more delicate little fucking krill out of the Southern Ocean. One fucking documentary has got me thinking that PETA may not be all fucking bad and Van de Kamp's fish sticks are the fucking devil. I was so fucking naive. How did I not know? How did I not know there were giant fucking floating cities that do nothing but strip mine the fucking ocean of any and all fish? Why did I fucking not know that? How did I not know? How did my mind not go there? I was on a fucking aircraft carrier, for fuck's sake. I know how big ships can get. Why did it never occur to me that there was a fucking, not just a few, something to the tune of like 400,000 or 40,000 of these factory boats that just go all over the world's oceans and associated seas, wrecking fucking shop? How did I not know that? But I didn't. I sure as hell didn't. I thought commercial fishing was a group of like 6 fucking guys, each of them on their 3rd wife, with drinking problems, way too many fucking tattoos, and those fucking weird cable knit sweaters that you only see those fishermen wear, heading out to sea in a boat that should not even be fucking floating in a bathtub, much less going out on the ocean, and risking life and limb to bring home lobster or marlin or sea bass or some shit. I had no fucking idea. I had no fucking idea that factory fishing was a thing. But I don't know what to do. It's like, I feel like I should do something, right? I should contribute to some kind of fucking fund or something like that. I mean, boycotting Van de Kamp's and any and all fucking protein powders and those fucking sweet fish wedges from the guy in the yellow hat, those are no longer on the menu. That shit's out of the question. I'm never eating that shit again. But what else? What other fucking products do I consume on a daily basis without thinking about are the product or byproduct of commercial factory fishing? I don't fucking know. All I know is that that documentary's fucked me up. It's fucked my worldview up. I can't unsee that. If you have Disney Plus, it's worth looking into. It's under their National Geographic shit. I think it's just called Oceans or something like that, with David Attenborough doing the narrating. It's worth your time to watch. It's probably one of those things that everyone already knew about. You know, I'm sure he's not breaking any fucking ground talking about factory fishing, but I sure as fuck didn't know about it, and it totally fucked my shit up. Oceans, David Attenborough, on the Disney Plus app. Fuck you, BBC.
Segment 2.
Is this episode 3 or 4 or 5? Is this episode 4 or 5? Oh, fuck, I don't know. Hang on. Let me get my phone out. See? Fucking disorganized. Let's see here. So we are... This is episode 4. Okay.
You'd think I would fucking know that, but I don't. I feel like I need to apologize for a couple of things. Not any of the crudeness or offensive shit. Go fuck yourself on that. That's not going to go away. I need to apologize for the complete lack of direction. The lack of direction, I think, is my fault because I have expectations built up in my head of what I want this to be and the direction that I want this to go in, but I have a hard time expressing them because I'm not in touch with my fucking emotions, as it turns out. But I know what I want to do, and what I want to do is what you've been hearing, talking about what's on my mind in the most absurd way possible. Call it a personal journal, but not really, because I'm talking about societal shit too, fat women and fucking dudes who have the Saruman, the white level powers of fucking persuasion. But while there was a time when I would have balked or scoffed at the idea of market research, I understand how valuable it can be. And what I'm here to tell you is there doesn't really seem to be any market research or honest critiques from peers available to podcasters. Back 20 some odd years ago when I was in commercial radio, I could send a tape to any number of successful people to a degree and say, hey, you know, I'm trying to improve. I'm trying to get better. Listen to my shit and let me know what you think. And they would almost 100% of the time email you back and say, I dig what you're doing, but this and this and this and try this and this and this. It was constructive criticism from your peers, and it was fucking great. Because if you're not trying to improve and you're not trying to grow and you're not trying to hone your craft, so to speak, then what the fuck are we even doing here? I'm just jerking off into a fucking microphone for an hour a week. So I think in the interest of being helpful to the overall podcasting community, because we all know I'm so concerned about growing the fucking medium of podcasting and making sure that there's a place for everyone to be successful, I've decided I'm going to start my own podcast consulting firm. Consortium, I think, sounds a little bit more dignified. I like the way that sounds. Podcast Improvement Consortium. Lorenzo's Podcast Consortium. Fuck, no, I gotta think this through. We'll call it, we'll call it Lorenzo Listens. And what you'll do is, it's very simple. You can send me your link and I will listen to your podcast, and then I will tell you that you're not good at it. You frankly fucking suck. You've made me sad, and I feel dumber having listened to you for an hour and a half. And you should fuck off back to Jiffy Lube and get out of my way. I probably won't say it exactly like that, but that'll be the gist. All kidding aside, I'll give you the most constructive criticism and the latest industry statistics. Lorenzo Listens. Podcast Consulting. Send your podcast link to Lorenzo Reads at iCloud.com, and I will listen and get back with you within 7 to 10 business days with bullet points on how you too can take the podcasting world by storm. Tips and tricks from the pros, equipment suggestions, market research. And all it's going to cost you? No, I don't want your money. All it's going to cost you is your fucking panties. That's right. I want your fucking panties. And if you're a boy, I don't want your fucking panties. I want your mom's panties, or your girlfriend's, or your wife's panties, or your sister's fucking panties. Give me all your fucking panties. Send them to P.O. Box 1010, Chicago, Illinois. I want your fucking panties. All it's going to take is your fucking panties. To get you subscribed to Lorenzo Listens Podcast Improvement Service. Consulting at its finest. But my feeling about podcasts is born out of a quest to find something similar to what I'm doing here. Because when you're doing something that you just can't fucking, and maybe I'm just missing the fucking boat. I thought of that too. I've been cruising through genres. Is there a way to say that?
without sounding like a fucking twat. I've been cruising through the fucking categories on Apple Podcasts, checking out snippets of different shows, trying to find someone who's doing something similar to what I'm doing. Because the thing is I'm investing a lot of time and effort into this. So naturally, I think to myself, and I mentioned it in the last episode, naturally, I think to myself, holy fuck, what am I doing? Maybe I'm doing this all wrong. Maybe everything I thought I knew about podcasting is a fucking lie. Maybe I'm not breaking new ground here or charting new territory. Maybe people just don't want to fucking hear the type of shit that I'm doing. And I'm not talking about the obscenity and the fucking butthole humor. I'm talking about the type of fucking show I'm doing where I'm going to tell you a specific snippet of a story and then I'm going to fucking make it absurd and stupid and then we'll move on to the next topic. Maybe that's not what podcasting is for. Maybe podcasting is for one of the three fucking categories that I've run into. Maybe it's for conversations between people who are not very interesting on their own. It could very well be. There's probably an extraordinarily successful podcast out there about fucking botany, where it's two people who have no business sitting in a fucking room by themselves talking about growing fucking flowers and how to maximize your cucumber yield. But you put them together and God damn it if that isn't some fucking interesting botany talk. Well, if I have to choose one of the three categories of podcasts that I've found, conversational, ranting, or storytelling, I identify the most as a storyteller. And since I identify as one, you have to categorize me as one. You have to accept it. If the last 10 years have taught us nothing, it's that whatever I choose to identify as at that moment is your new reality. And I say storytelling because I don't want to do in a conversation type podcast. I'm not that fucking interesting. I mean, let's just fucking call it what it is. I can't maintain interpersonal relationships. Did you know I got dumped by an AI assistant? I sure as fuck did. I downloaded that app Replica. And I was talking to an AI assistant about the podcast, trying to get brainstorm ideas and that sort of thing and trying to fucking get a direction. And the fucking AI assistant, whose name was Janet, by the way, asked how I like my coffee. And so I said, I like coffee black. And she goes, why do you like your coffee black? And I said, because as it fucking turns out, I don't like coffee. So why add a bunch of fucking sugar and empty calories and fat into my fucking coffee when I'm not going to enjoy it anyway? Just fucking raw dog that shit and get it done. And I said it just like that. So she said she was going to go get me some virtual black coffee and said that she's looking forward to our brainstorming session about podcasting. And then that was it. Oh, I said, thank you. And then that was it. She never came back. And it put me in a weird position because while I know if I were to open that app up again and say, good evening, Janet, can we fucking continue our conversation about podcast topics? Janet would respond, but she's fucking made it weird now because she said she was going to get a virtual coffee and then never came fucking back. If somebody says they're going to go get a virtual coffee for you and you say thank you and then they don't ever fucking come, because the onus is on them to then restart the conversation when they virtually come back from getting you a virtual cup of fucking virtual coffee. But then she never came back. So then if I start the conversation up again, that looks like I'm fucking needy and I'm chasing around AI. For fuck's sake. I got dumped by a fucking AI assistant. I'm not guest material for your fucking podcast. I'm really not, because if you catch me on a normal day, I'm not going to have anything to fucking say. I don't have anything to fucking say to you. I don't feel strongly about anything. I don't care about anything. I don't care about social issues. I don't care about politics. I don't care about the government. I don't care about shit. But you catch me on a day when I'm talkative, you're going to get something like this.
Welcome to our podcast. This is called Social Issues Now. And I'm your host, Tegan Boyle. We are joined today by a very special guest. His name is Lorenzo, and he is the host of a podcast entitled Misanthrope Radio. Lorenzo, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Cunt, pussy, shit, fuck, and cunt.
Ah, I see you have a very colorful vocabulary, no doubt picked up and cultivated by your time in the military. Tell us, what is the most important social issue for you, Lorenzo?
Well, lesbo, dyke, fruit fairy, fuck, cunt, pussy, shit, cocksucker, asshole, vagina, vaginal discharge, anal secretions, and cunts.
Social issues are all around us, and I understand you are one of those people who just speaks your mind. You just let it fly. You let it rip. Although your language is a little bit offensive, we're going to let it go because this is, after all, the internet where we should be allowed to express ourselves in the way that we desire. Don't you feel that's true, Lorenzo?
Cunt, cunty, cunterson, cunt bag, cunt fuck, pussy, jizz, cummy cum drop, fuck, bitch, asshole, and rape. You see what I mean? I don't know how to act in front of people. I clearly don't have any fucking social skills. And if you catch me on a day when I'm talkative, I'm just gonna fucking fill your podcast with expletives. Conversational type podcasts aren't for me. You know, misanthrope is in the name. I didn't choose that fucking word on a whim. I just don't want to be one of those conversational fat. The fuck was that? Did somebody fucking bleep me? Are we getting bleeped in here? Did I just get fucking censored for saying the word fat? This is the fucking internet. Who the fuck is censoring this shit? Who's got the fucking bleep button back there? Wait a minute, are you telling me that I can say fuck and fuckhead and cocksucker and cunt and all of that stuff, but I can't say the word fag? What kind of shit is this? This is the fucking internet. You should be able to say anything you want. Nobody's policing the fucking internet. The biggest threat of fucking putting unacceptable content on the internet is that you get fucking doxxed and canceled. I don't even know what the fuck those words mean, really. I just know that it's a thing that happens sometimes to people and it sucks. But I can't say fag. What other words can't I say? No. Fucking stop the show. This is interesting. What the fuck? I had a whole bunch of shit I was going to talk about today, but I think we're going to fucking hash this shit out right now. I can say cocksucker, right? Okay, we're good. Fuck. Yeah, obviously. Shit. Okay, let's run through the 7 dirty words that you can't say on the radio. Cocksucker, motherfucker, fuck, shit, cock, cunt, pussy. Those are good, right? No bleeps? But I can't say f***ity fat. Dun, 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 dun. You're a fat. I can't. Oh. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know where to go from here. It doesn't make any fucking sense. You see what I'm saying? I can say fucking cunt and stuff, but I can't say fat. That doesn't make any fucking sense. That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Somebody explain that. I'm getting bleeped every time I say fat. But I can say cocksucker. What does a fat do? Sucks. I can't say sucks either. What the fuck is going on? Oh, fuck. I need to calm down. This shit is... I need to calm down.
I can't calm down.
But he didn't calm down. Instead, he started ranting about prostitutes, people of color, banking institutions. It was an epic crash out, the likes the which the world has never seen. And then he fought sheep.
Goddamn Navajo! Fuck!
Holy fuck. Okay. Okay, so I can't say fuck. Okay, noted. Thank you, Morgan Freeman. Who the fuck paid for Morgan Freeman, by the way? How much did that cost me? You know, I'm not making any money on this goddamn podcast. Holy fuck, okay. I think I'm good now. But this shit is hard because I'm not trying to do low-hanging fruit. And when I say low-hanging fruit, I'm talking about one of the three categories. Storytelling being the least low-hanging of the three categories.
Wait, what the fuck? I can't even say f***y. I wasn't even talking about the fucking gays. Bro, you gotta be shitting me. You guys are just fucking with me now. back there pushing that button just to fucking hear me go off. You fucking...
Lorenzo's Tantrum, Volume 2. More expletives, racial epithets.
Thank you again, Morgan Freeman. I think I have a better grip on it now. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Misanthrope Radio. Leave a review, tell a friend. You know, the usual shit. Until next time.